everybody, Stu Smith and Jeff Nichols here with another Tactical Fitness Report, and we are going to talk about our current situation of doing more with less, right? Because we're all in that situation. We're all in that situation where our pool is closed, our gym is closed, but we still want to train. I personally have just shifted into running and calisthenics, though I have some weights, not much. I have a barbell and a bench and, you know, some dumbbells and some sandbags and a TRX, but that's all I really need. And I can do everything I need with that. Jeff has a great setup in his garage.
Yeah. But interestingly enough though, like the truth is, Stu, is that like, yeah, I've got two squat racks. I got a belt squat machine. I got a bench competition bench press. I got a lat pull down. I got a reverse hyper. I've got dumbbells up to 90. I've got a full gym, but you know what I'm not doing? Using that equipment right now. Why? Primarily because it's like, I don't want to pound myself into a ground right now where I need certain nutrients and supplements. And like, so I'm actually throttling back on everything.
So you're like,
I'm focused on mobility. Like my suggestion, like go to YouTube, look, do 30 minute yoga session from a YouTube channel. Like this is good. So opportunity to do things you haven't done.
Yeah. You're doing what we talked about last time was the deload phase.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? I had the same thing. We just got a stay at home order from our governor here in Maryland. That says you really shouldn't leave your house at all for, unless it's emergency or going to get groceries at the grocery store. So I think grocery stores and gas stations are the only thing that are open right now. I haven't been out to see, you know, but, you know, I'm still running, doing calisthenics, not meeting with my groups, you know, cause I don't want to be that guy that, you know, people
either.
That says, who are those assholes over there, you know, working out.
Especially since we work so closely with like police, law enforcement.
Yeah, exactly.
Fire. Like,
exactly.
We don't want to be, I'm not like, as much as I'd love to do some group training at the park or something, it's just not right at this point, ethically, I don't think. It's just not the right message to send either.
Right, right. And I actually asked one of our local police officers, I said, hey, you know, I train here all the time. You know, just tell me when it becomes an issue. Last thing I want to do is, you know, be that guy that you have to, you know, break up a large group of or your, you know, counterparts. But he goes, yeah, it's not a big issue right now. And this was about 2 weeks ago. Their big issue was just making sure restaurants and bars were complying with, you know, all they could do is do carry out. So, but then this has evolved. And, you know, unfortunately, this is like for the next month. You know, I don't anticipate me swimming for a month. So what am I doing to change for that? I am just doing a little more cardio. I'm not running that much because I'm not really built to run that much more. It's not in my progression. So I'm finding another non-impact cardio. Got a little stationary bike. I got my teenage son's mountain bike. And that is my extra cardio that I'm replacing when I can't swim.
Yep.
And then, you know, you can always play around with, you know, some form of calisthenics that work the muscles of swimming. You know, reverse push-ups, arm haulers.
The lat flexion is a big one that I use from that standpoint to get to work on your pull. So you're right, Stu. Like it's
hips. Hip flexors, flutter kicks. Yeah.
Because I mean, it's there. The thing is, folks, is like there is no solution. Why is there? Because what do Stu and I always say to people? Like, hey, Stu, what should I go? Okay, what timeline are you working on? The timeline determines, you know, in conjunction with your goals, determines your steps. We have no timeline right now. There's zero timeline. Like the time, basically time has stopped and sped up at the same time.
Yeah.
So my point is because we're experiencing all the same things, there is no panic, right? Everyone relax.
Yeah.
Begin to do things or continue to do things that, right? I'll make a stab at this, that people, me included, have enough weaknesses to work on for the next 30, 60, 90 days, whatever it may be, right? And we're still like, we're in the first 30-day window. So, but again, kind of like the moving on to like, okay, there is some solution to this. And I've said this in some of my lives, and I know Stu has said it too, is, you know, at this point in the game, we're calling this point in this COVID-19 scenario, if you have a goal of training and you haven't acquired some things to do, right? And what I mean, I'm not talking gym equipment at this point. Some of you may have been able to, but if you haven't acquired sandbags from Home Depot, a $4 bag of sand and a piece of rope, you know, to accompany some mass, a suspension type trainer that you can make out of a piece of rope. That's how the TRX started.
Yeah.
Why are we not, you know, you can make makeshift sleds to pull and push, right? Now, granted, many of you probably live in a, maybe a, an apartment or a high rise or something. You don't have that available to you. I don't have a solution for you, unfortunately. I don't.
Yeah. Other than put it in your car, you know, put all that stuff in your car, drive to a field, and you know, you got yourself a place to train. You know, I've made my own sled as well this week out of some cord, some tubular nylon, and a tire that I stuck sandbags in. And so now I'm just dragging that, either walking backwards, dragging it, or I hook it to my weight vest and I pull it like I'm pulling a sled. Yeah. So much fun, you know, and my son's getting into it. You know, we're all just kind of making a bunch of redneck weight equipment in the backyard.
Now's not the time. Now is, and let me be super clear too, from my opinion, now is not the time to achieve, go for, or even think about PRs. Now, at all, this is not a time to think, oh, I need to improve my push-ups in the sense of like these grand new numbers. Oh, I'm going to get all these pull-ups. No. Right now, the focus is, you know, quality of movement. Like training, really, at this point, training has become a way of keeping yourself sane and healthy. Like, let's call it what it is, folks. Nobody right now is training for BUDS. Nobody right now is training for a Ranger School. And nobody should be training at all for MARSOC. Or whatever, like list it, right? Right now, you have a goal of taking care of yourself, your family, your loved ones, being healthy, exercise when you can, right? Work on your
weaknesses. Don't get sick, because if you get sick, that's going to set you back for 6 to 8
months,
weeks.
Months, yeah. Easily. So, and it's not because the illness, like, the virus is bad. What makes the virus really scary is... right, is the inactivity, is these things that we can control, right? Don't hoard, all those sort of things. It's like it's a behavior issue more than it is like it's a bad thing, but we don't need to make the solution worse than the problem. I think I just quoted the president, which I can't believe. It's disgusting. but that's like the only thing I've ever heard that human say correct. It's the only thing I've ever heard out of that dipshit's mouth that I believe. It's like, don't make the solution worse than the problem. And that's going to happen if we don't take care of ourselves and each other. Okay.
Yep.
And that's my thought on that.
No, I agree 100%. In fact, I took your advice and from our last deload video we did, and I just went to YouTube on my big screen and just started doing a yoga base that I was, or yoga video that I was interested in. And that was tough. I mean, that was great. Felt better afterwards.
Yeah.
Got my wife into it, you know, so it's
heck yeah.
You know, and it's much better than just binging out on Netflix.
Same thing with YouTube. Exactly. Like with the yoga, folks, if you have an inclination that meditation, what a great time to begin to understand it. Let me give you one. There's a couple of names I could give you. One of them specifically, a huge, real big fan, is a guy named Jack Kornfield with a K, corn with a K.
Mm-hmm.
His kindness and gratitude and compassion meditation that gets what he's really known for is he is one of the top tier meditators that brought it to the West for a long time ago. There's like four of them, and he is one of the top guys. So go onto YouTube, look up Jack Kornfield, like get into some of that like meditation. If you, again, like I said, that coincides with the yoga that you guys might look through on YouTube. But man, now's the time. Again, if anything, like we can develop the body when we get an opportunity, but now's the time to, if you want to talk about mental toughness and mindset, now's the time to do that, folks.
Yeah.
Now's the time to work on mental toughness and mindset, because this is difficult for me. This is difficult for Stu. I can't keep inside, man. I lose my damn mind. I'm fortunate I live on an acre. Wooded acre, so I can kind of get out and put a garden in, whatever. Like, so my heart goes out to you guys that can't, that don't have the space that, you know, Stu and I do. Telling you right now is the time to sharpen that brain.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I do like you're saying also less is more. You know, that this is one of those times where less can be more for you. I told all my guys, I said, consider this kind of like a deload phase. Even though you might be in a running progression, you know, keep that running progression, you know, nice, moderate, 10%, you know, progression each week. Yeah. You know, if you can get out and run, you know, if that's what one of your weaknesses, that's a good one to kind of keep going. But the last thing you want to do is, because you have all this time, your gym's closed and your pool's closed, to run more. Yeah. That's just going to hurt you.
Yeah. You know, you may not have that. My point is because everyone right now, conscious of their spending, conscious of, you know, shipping and receiving has slowed way down.
Yeah.
So again, for me, I don't want to overtax my body because I may not be able to recover from it because of the nutrients that I'm used to. I'm not right now, you know, this isn't like, oh my God, groceries are, that's not why I'm saying this. I'm saying this in order to be mindful of other people's needs and share, like my form of sharing compassion is like, I'm not going to overextend the resources that are available right now. Because I think that's kind of like one of those things is like, I don't want to take away from somebody else. And if I eat like I normally do, right, I feel like I'm doing that. So I've throttled back my work. I've scaled back my nutrients in terms of caloric intake.
Yeah.
And I'm focusing on movement and stretch and mindset and like meditation. I was outside last night doing my meditation because it's like, I had a lot of anxiety. What?
There's a lot of anxiety right now.
Yeah.
You know, that is a
good way to deal
with it. That's a good way to deal with it. You know, yeah. Some moderate exercise, you know, mixed with some yoga, mobility, meditation. That's a great combo right now for,
and it's so bad. We're not trying to paint this picture of a glass half full. Like, this is extremely valuable stuff. Meditation, yoga, focus on our weaknesses. I hate to use a term like, don't miss the opportunity to take this crisis and make it beneficial. but I mean that in the sense of, hey, self-reflection. What do you need? We're all had a ton of anxiety. We have needs. Like, we're all suffering. So what do? We've got to get inside our head and help calm that down a little bit. We can do that. Like, why do we train? It's that physical exercise helps a ton. But we can't train 6 hours a day. But what I do is I can go work out, take my protein when I get done, go and do my meditation for 30 minutes, slows everything down.
Okay? Yeah. And you're going to have a month, you know, probably of this. I mean, it could be longer. But I know right now in Maryland, it's minimum. Things aren't even going to come back into play until the end of April.
Yeah. So California is probably like that. Do you guys have checkpoints yet in Maryland?
No. I don't know. I haven't been out.
Okay. So a good friend of mine from Orlando just called. And it's interesting because Catherine and I were talking about like some cities that really might have some initial like, think of all the people that work in the hotels and the resorts and the conference centers and Disney and all that. Like that right there, like there's checkpoints in Orlando. Like, where are you going? Same in California.
Wow.
Like Adam, buddy of mine, called me from California. He's like, I was like, why don't you get out of the house and do something? He goes, every single time he pulls out of his parking lot, the California police, the state patrol pull them over and go, where are you going?
Wow, man, so that's gotten
like,
tight.
Oh, okay. Like that's where we're doing. So, but with respect to that law enforcement, the government, like, they're doing what they think is best. So I'm not judging it. I'm just saying like, man, now is the time to practice. Now is the time to practice being solitary. And it's like, pretend this is a week silent meditation. You know, ironically enough, so Catherine was supposed to be at her 5-day silent meditation next week in Colorado, but they canceled that too.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, well, we're going to do our own little version of silent retreat here a couple hours at a time, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
Just do that, you know, like, really it gives you some focus, it's something to practice because it's hard, man. Like, I'd rather sit there and like try to get like in a meditative state than stress about, oh my God, what are we going to do next? I'd rather struggle with that. So that's my two cents. But, you know, I guess overall, like, go buy some rope, make a makeshift TRX, find a way to make a sandbag, find a way to make a sled. You know, Amazon is delivering great. And if you have a couple dollars, buy some bands, you know?
Yeah. Like,
I think it's just the peace of mind of having having the opportunity to train is the relief.
Sure.
You know, it's like for people that love to paint and draw and they're able to occupy their time doing that now. No kidding. It makes sense. So yeah. For many of us, because we don't have our favorite sports teams to root for, we can't go to the theater. We can't see the latest and greatest, you know, concerts. We don't got it. It's up to ourselves, you know, and it's up to ourselves to control our behavior so we don't create more panic. We can take care of each other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and take advantage of this time. I mean, you're never going to have this amount of time to work on things that you need to work on, you know, and it, like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical performance thing. It can be if that's what you want. But you know, you're going to be somewhat limited in what you can do, you know, unless you have a great setup like Jeff has. But even then, you know, Jeff says, you know, I like the way Jeff is kind of deloading a little bit and more focusing on mobility, proper movement, techniques, and just relaxing. You know, I think, you know, the fact that we have all this time, and remember 3 months ago when you had no time whatsoever and you wished, man, I wish I had just a little more time, I would do this. Well, now you need to do this.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Man, I wish I had a couple more weeks to work on. And I do.
You know, let's do that. You know, the things that you said, man, I would do this if I had more time. Well, now you have more time. So let's try it.
Do it.
So,
yeah.
Especially if it's, you know, for me, I am getting back into writing, doing some ebook upgrades. Gonna make a special section on my website, you know, so I'm just kind of focusing on a little bit of business, but not going too crazy with it. You know, I got extra time to do it anyway. Yeah. Not writing anything new, just kind of updating the old stuff, almost like spring cleaning.
So I'm literally doing that too.
Yeah. Jeff and I had plans to do more videos last week, but you know, I got into a mode of like, I was getting my lawnmowers fixed. I was, you know, weeding and seeding and getting ready for spring. And so it was just,
yeah, we planted an entire front yard of lilies, planted a big garden, a 14 by 14 garden. Like, I'd, you know, clean the house, like window, like the whole, like, because if your space that you're confined to is something you're like, man, I can relax, I'm comfortable in here. That's one of the best things I think you can do.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like, it really is. It is valuable occupying your time. You know, it's a book I could recommend, I think, is a great opportunity right now, is if you hadn't read Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, you know, one of them is clean up your house first. These are things, again, it's like, you know, I don't pretend to have the solution, but I think that the only thing that we can really offer you guys is like, I mean, we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Oz with you. And we promise you, like Stu and I have promised, like, when we see this thing through, we will be there to help you get back on track very efficiently.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what we're going to
do. You may also find too, after some, you know, time just kind of taking it easy, that you actually come back stronger and healthier.
Yeah.
You know, it is for sure. You know, you watch that.
Very likely.
Yeah. Watch that deload phase that we did is for real. This is what I've been reading. 501 Must Known Speeches. And it's, nice little thick book, but
it's a good one.
It is keeping me, it's just extra reading, you know, just kind
of. And that's the thing is like, this is the last thing I got to offer you guys before we just get too redundant, is that people ask us all the time, how do I improve my mental toughness? How do I do my mental conditioning? Well, this is it. You're going to find yourself right now having to do things you have to do, right? Even if I got to mow, everything. Everything right now is going to seem inconvenient. Do them. Yeah. That's mental toughness.
Yeah.
Do them all. Like, get it done. Like, this is a real, I'm telling you folks, this is something we're all going to remember for the rest of our lives. This is a crossroads. This is an emotional crossroads for you all to make a decision. You're either going to be a part of the problem, you're going to be a part of the positive solution. And being a part of that positive solution is you taking care of you first, so you can help the people around you. And it comes to the mind. And that's what I'm saying is, like, challenge your mind right now, because I'm telling you right now, it's going to benefit you on the back end, because you'll be stronger emotionally when you have to be.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is this. Last thing you want to do is wake up in the morning and have a commute to your couch with a remote control in your hand. You know, that's not what we're saying when we say deload.
Yeah. You know, we are not. My cat has this Corona thing figured out, man. One of my cats, like he's loves it. Loves this Corona thing, right? He's chilling like 17 hours a day.
My dog too. He's right.
So again, like I, from Stu and I, like for me especially, it's like, hey, like my opinion in terms of like what the COVID virus is and was, it doesn't matter at this point. It really doesn't. What matters is that we are looking out for each other and you are looking out for yourself, first of all. You know, like I'm not, it's a weird, I'm saying like, look out for yourself. I'm not saying selfish. I'm saying if you're not able to take care of yourself and your health and your mind, your mindset, you're not going to be in a position to service or help anyone else that might find themselves in real need.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the tactical profession is all about. I mean, you are training your mind and body to help others. Yes. In some way, whether it is yourself, whether it is your buddy, whether it is someone you're trying to help is because it's part of your job, you know, that is an essential part of the mentality that is involved in the tactical profession. So
yep.
You can be better after a month of not having a gym and a pool.
Yeah. Especially in the military, it's like, there is so much positive growth that's happening right now, but we don't know it yet.
Yes.
We won't know it yet. Like, yeah. And that's why I love, man, we hit the genetic lottery, Stu. Any of you that are listening to this in the United States, for the most part, you hit the genetic lottery. Right? You're in a country that is doing the same thing in large, what it did in World War II, right? Ford and all these companies retrofitted their equipment to service and help and overcome this. And that's exactly what's happening right now. You know, Catherine's brother is a brilliant engineer and his company has now retrofitted their 3D printers to help,
nice.
Right? It's like all these companies are servicing, right? It's that, like, that is a positive for me.
And nurses from all over the country are flying into New York.
Yes.
You know,
taking care of each other, man. Like, we
love it.
That's how we're going to get through this, is taking care of each other, period. And you got to take care of yourself. So, anyways, that's kind of, you know,
that's good
that's
for me.
Kind of the exhaustion of the COVID conversation at this point, because man, I just need to occupy myself otherwise. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. This kind of started off with, you know, people asking us questions like, hey, I don't have a gym. I don't have a pool, but you know what? None of us do.
None of us do.
You know, don't sweat it. You
know, good, man.
Get creative, like get creative and work on things that you suck at right now.
You know, truth.
Get better. You know,
it's okay.
One thing about any selection program is it will expose a weakness, whether that weakness is mental or physical. You know, whatever that is, you have to self-assess and figure out what you're not good at doing right now. What is your weakness? And let's try to make that weakness a little stronger. You know, if it happens to be swimming, stand by. It's not that big a deal. We're just push your timeline over to the right a little bit and you can get back in a pool soon. And
again, it'll be a thought, you know, that we're hopefully we all improve and change from this for the better. So, you know, again, like right now is not the time to train hard. Why? Also, again, here's a physiological reason not to train extremely hard. It for a period of time post-training, depending on the individual, state of your immune system, your immune function begins to decline a little bit because of the trauma of the training. So we don't want extreme trauma. We don't want PRs. We don't want AMRAPs. We don't want any of that right now.
Yeah.
We don't want to compromise the immune system that's already potentially healthy.
That's a good point.
And then get exposure. So
yeah, I feel like we transitioned out of our winter lift cycle a couple weeks early just because our gym closed. And I can tell a difference already with how I feel. You know, I've decreased the amount of physical trauma basically, you know, on my body, you know, every day with the heavier lifting, you know, and have transitioned out of that. And it is making a big difference, you know, whether it's mobility work, it's calisthenics, it's, you know, it's all the movements I did, but now with no weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10% of the weight. You know, maybe I'm doing a power clean now, but with a 40-pound sandbag. you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing hang cleans yesterday from 95 pounds from blocks.
Yeah.
Like that's, so it's like, well, I can hang clean a fair amount of weight. Yeah. I was working on my 95 pound hanging clean from blocks.
Yeah.
So well, like it's technical. It's like, it's hard. It's hard to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Skill and acquisition.
One thing that's really cool is my 17-year-old son is working out with me and I'm constantly fixing his form.
Yeah.
And fixing my own.
You bet.
You know, I'm not going super heavy and just fixing. So yeah, it's been a good transition. So anyway,
good. Well, again, like if you guys have questions, not pertaining to what do I do? I don't have a gym.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. I'm just going to send you to this video and
yeah,
you can watch us ramble about.
Yeah. That's what you get. Yeah. If we get, again, we're going to continue to drop some topics and, you know, do our best to help you guys out where we can, but you know, this isn't really super focused on optimal gym training at this point, or even optimal training outside of optimal might just be work on a weakness, and that's good. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And get some recovery time. Enjoy
up on sleep.
All right. So Jeff, I think we're done.
I think we are.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you. Check out Jeff's website, performancefirstus.com. My website, stewsmithfitness.com. You know, send us questions. If it's the same old question, we'll just send you this video. So
perfect.
Hang in there. You can do it.
We'll do it again.
We've had harder times.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you.